It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for just being God. That's who you are. You're in charge. You're on the throne. You created everything. Oh, what a God you are. In fact, before there was anything else, your plan was already put in place. That in Jesus Christ, all would be all. And Father, in Him, even in the day we live, in Jesus Christ, we live and move and have our being. Oh, what a Savior. What a wise God that everything was taken care of. And Lord, I pray today, would you tender our hearts? Lord, as we open this precious soul book, God, what a Bible you've given us. That Lord, through the years of all the different things that's happening, God, you've preserved it. And Father, it's never been changed. It can't be altered. It's from your very mouth. And Lord, in our world of so lack of knowledge, God, would you just simply give us enough sense to just stop and believe what you say. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. God, you get glory and honor out of our lives. Help us to just love you. And Lord, I pray you'd touch each one, supply that need in each heart and each life, give strength and give glory and honor. Lord, would you be pleased to keep your hand upon this little ministry, that souls would be saved, Jesus would be lifted up, and you'd get the glory. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you today. And here we are in the middle of the week of July, and never have I seen time fly by like it is. Amen. But this is the 18th on Wednesday night, and how about taking the family to the house of God? You got a little church, Bible-believing, go to church? You got a man of God that teaching the word of the Lord? Hey, go sing the songs of Zion. Pray. Worship the Lord. I'll tell you something. You go to the house of God, God will meet there with you. He will. God meant for us to do that, even in this days. And as wicked as it is, oh, my soul, do we not need this time with God more than any other time? Amen. I want us to open our Bibles, the precious Word of God, back in the book of Romans chapter 1. And we're going to look right now at verse number 29. And as we've examined in the Word of the Lord, folks, have you ever wondered? Just think back when you was a child. The other day I looked, and here was two buses going by with boats. And they're going down the river, everybody going to have a good time. And I just looked up and I thought, my goodness, down there we're going to take those boats? Lord, I've swum all over that old river. As an old young'un, man, we lived in that river. And now, I mean, it's got to be bussed in. Hey, folks have got to come, and all that's going on. and all the wickedness and sin and all, and they're trying to squeeze a little bit of time out. Well, God's been good to us, isn't he? In fact, how good God is to you. Is this world really being good to people? Well, God wants to, but this old world, hey, God's creation is still good. I mean, the air, hey, the water, I mean, the beauty, all that's around, it's good. But who's polluting it? Man that didn't want God. And so what happens when you don't want God? You don't want him in your mind. You don't want him in your life. God will give you over. And that's what he's done. Now in chapter 1, from verse 29 down all the way through verse 31, the best I can see, God lists 22 things that this world has been filled with. And there's not one good thing in it. Not one. It's, in other words, being filled, being. It started when they kicked God out and didn't want him. And they started filling their life up. And God said, okay, just fill it up. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. I mean, just hey, go ahead and throw your life away. Never's there been. In fact, as I read this scripture, I thought about it. You could actually take anything, being filled with all unrighteousness. Why, you could take each thought, fornication. You can make a message out of that. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, all the way down through here. Anything that is away from God. And what is happening to our society? My friend, when you leave God out of your life, there's nothing but destruction. How simple is life? Well, just stop and think about how simple life is. Hey, there's only two places you're going. You're either going to go to hell because you reject Jesus Christ, or you're going to go to heaven. In fact, in this life, there's a right way and a wrong way. In other words, everything in our life, there's the negatives and the positives. Drive down the road, what do you have? There's a right lane and a left lane. In other words, there's one lane that you drive in, and there's another lane that somebody else drives in. Have you ever noticed that you stop at a stop sign and don't mean you can go on through it? You have to stop at it. There's rules in life. And for instance, here's a red light. What does that red light mean? Stop. The green light, what does it mean? You can go. There's stops and goes. You know, our sports, everybody, they just doing whatever they want to. Hey, there ain't nobody going to tell them what they're going to do. But you know something? Behind every batter, there's no fella stands back there with the guard on and everything. You can argue about it if you want to. But if he says it's a ball or a strike, that's what it is. Rules are set down. Well, how does God work? God just simply sets down some simple rules. And the simple rules is God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have eternal life. How simple. God, that's a God of love. But what's happened? We're a society of people that says, I hate God. I hate the Word. I hate the gospel. I hate righteousness. I hate truth. And what are they doing? Why, their natural life is just simply explaining that. I mean, in any area of life you want to look at, how about you as a child of God? I'll be honest with you. Can I say this to you? In life, the abundance of life, the amount of money that you got does not give you happiness. Every day I meet people. There's a fellow, almost every day I see him. He's got new trucks. He's got new cars. I mean, he's got land everywhere. And yet, that's the miserablest fella I have seen in my life. As far as I can know, you can't talk to him. I mean, his wife left him. They're divorced. And he owns all of this, driving the new cars all the time, different ones. They're beautiful. But where's the smile? I mean, he gets in his car and drives. He's trying to do here, trying to do that. No happiness. He's not interested in God. Here I am, an old Baptist preacher, and I praise God. I've never let money control me, and I'm not about to. But I've got an old Buick. Got about 170,000 miles on it. At the time right now, it's in the garage fixed. They happened to fix, repair a little something to it. It's fading out a little bit, but it still runs real good. No payments. It runs good. Easy riding. Amen. I drive down the road. I'm just as happy as a lark. I can rejoice in the Lord. I don't have to have a brand new one. Don't have to have to. Got an old 93 pickup truck. Got a little old 1970 Scout. And, hey, I mean, are you happy? Why, hey, I'm just living for the Lord. Somebody said, preacher, what would you do if you got $1 million? I'd spend it on the Lord. Hey, I'm not going to let this world change my mind about my precious Lord. How about you? Now, I want you to look at verse number 21. God said there, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Notice the language here. In other words, God wanted to give them everything, but when they chose the world instead of God, now they're going to live without. Without understanding, they're covenant breakers, without natural affection, and that brings on implacable, unmerciful. And verse 32 says, who knowing. Now, they're without knowledge about God, because they don't want him. But there's some things that they can't get away from. Who knowing the judgment of God. I don't care how you choose to live your life. You know, in fact, if you go down the road and you're just busting it wide open, you know judgment comes. A highway patrolman's going to get you. And if you wreck that car, the hospital's going to take care of it. What's God saying? There is judgment. And may I say to you, this world without Jesus Christ and acknowledging God, there's one thing about it. Judgment is just down the road. Folks, turn that life over to God. Be happy living for the Lord. Until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.